An unusual political campaign is unfolding in Wisconsin. Later this month, two professors will launch joint campaigns for Congress for the seat long held by Republican Jim Sensenbrenner. One professor will run as a Democrat, the other as a Republican. They say their goal is to change the nature of political campaigns. Marge Pitroff of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
Historian Jim Berkey and political scientist Jeff Walls teach at Concordia University, a private Lutheran college about 20 miles north of Milwaukee. They're friends, and they have frequently debated political issues in public forums. Walls as a Democrat, Berkey a Republican.
Anybody who knows us will tell you we are arguing with each other all the time.
Berkey says the two want to give the country a model for parlaying such opposing political viewpoints into a civil, substantive political campaign. So the professors plan to run in the 2008 congressional primary, each as a candidate in his own party, but doing everything side by side, creating advertising with both their names, arranging joint media interviews, yet always highlighting their separate views.
You know, what's really motivated us here is the outrage over the inaction in Washington, D.C. And I think there's a connection between the inaction in Washington, D.C. and the shape of campaigns and the Loctite control that incumbents have over their districts.
In hopes of loosening that grip in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District, Berkey and Walls plan to hold daily debates if they both win their primaries.
Much in the style of the Lincoln-Douglas debates back in 1858, this will be an opportunity for voters for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours to better understand where we're coming from on those issues.
Right now, they share a Spartan campaign office consisting of a couple desks with computers in Berkey's unfinished basement. 21-year-old Chris Johnson is one of several Concordia students who have volunteered to work on the dual campaigns.
Maybe people might look at this as some sort of a weird, twisted, rebellious stage that we're in, but organizations and movements have always worked in America. That's the way that America's been founded. Sometimes the giant is sleeping.
The giant in this particular case is Wisconsin Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, a 28-year incumbent. He's well-financed and popular, having won most elections in this conservative district by wide margins. Tom Schrabel, the congressman's chief of staff, is sitting in a suburban Milwaukee restaurant where he often meets political operatives. He says he's glad the professors are pledging to run a positive campaign, but expects it to face complicated legal hurdles, in part because the federal campaign system is not designed to accommodate a tandem approach.
With the fundraising side of it, if they are going to run together as one campaign, how do the monies get split? Sharing costs, going back and forth. There's a lot of technical things that need to be looked at. I'm sure they're working on that.
In fact, Jim Berkey and Jeff Walls are waiting for the Federal Election Commission to answer questions the plan is raising. If it does pass muster, Wisconsin voters will get a chance to either embrace a new way of campaigning or reject it as little more than a political stunt. For NPR News, I'm Marge Pitroff in Milwaukee.